Low quality fans of a high quality Bruins franchise, welcome back. Dev camp has been completed. We're going to talk about day four and maybe some overarching themes through the week. But first of all, I want to say I sound and look like crap because we went out last night and, you know, went hard. I want to thank everyone who did come out and joined us for some drinks. And we didn't realize this, but karaoke as well. That was a great time. I had a good time for sure. I also want to just thank everyone who has come out to the dev camp and has taken the time to say hello to me while there. Whether it's a new face or familiar faces, I got to see a ton of both. And I just really appreciate it. Obviously, I've said this before that I started this channel years ago just because I wanted people to talk to about hockey. I wanted to build a little community. And I think we've really achieved that. You guys are great. And we've learned so much about each other. I've met a ton of friends through this. And I mean, you're just good people, and I appreciate you. I just want to make that very clear that I really appreciate everyone who has come out and said hey and chatted for a bit. I did try to make sure that I got the opportunity to talk to everybody. There was just today was a little rougher for me, as you can imagine. But in general, always feel free to reach out. You can find my social media links and everything in most of these videos. So always feel free if you want to chat or if you missed me at one of these events or anything like that. Happy to chat with you. But let's talk about some players here. And I want to start from the net out. And today's going to be a little weird because I'll mention every name, but I'm going to skip a bunch of them. Like I'll say their name and just be like, there's not much there because everyone's at a lot of different stages here. And the vibe at this camp was actually awesome. Much better than last year's. Not that it was bad last year's, but there was just a sense of you're watching some real NHLers making these progression steps. And like, of course, at every camp, you've got guys that you like and then things that are interesting. But it really feels like some of these guys are progressing at a pace that is surprising and impressive. And then there are some who are really just getting started or on longer development paths and who struggle to stand out against some of these guys that have a lot more of it figured out at this point. That's not an insult to the guys who still have a ways to go by any means. It's just there's different paths for it, different progression rates, and that's just what it is. But it really did feel like your upper echelon of players at this camp shone brightly in moments. And then some of them were just kind of struggling to keep up with that. There's nothing wrong with that because that means next year when we come back and a lot of these guys return, you get to see that same growth for the next wave. So, but we're going to start with the net out. Chauvet and Lundgren. They're fine, right? Chauvet is our e-bug this year, if I have that correctly. They were both, Lundgren and Chauvet, were having a good time out there. There was nothing that really shone super brightly for them. They didn't stand out a ton. But I thought all the goaltenders had pretty decent performances in these scrimmages and made life difficult on the forwards. I do want to mention the two draftees, Henriquez and Ivanov. Henriquez, I thought today was just far more locked in. He tracks the puck well through the bodies and the sticks. It feels like it actually raises his level when dealing with an actual game situation or scrimmage situation rather than just the drills, which I'm not sure what that really says about them. I guess you could take that in either direction, positive or negative. But I felt he was really locked in. The glove was holding on to everything today, which hadn't been routine through the camp. He was swallowing a lot of the rebounds up, which hadn't been routine through the camp. Just looked a little more polished. But Ivanov at 17 years old, he looked like the best goaltender out there. And I would argue that it wasn't really close. His five hole might as well not be non-existent. He shuts it down immediately. He gets low a little too early at times, which, you know, that'll be a growth portion of his game. There's plenty to work on, but he was fantastic in the scrimmages. He was extremely quick post to post. I actually think that quickness bit him twice, where he blasted past to the other post and the scoring forwards, I think it was Deputy and Zellers, both got him with like, they put him on the wrong post and then slid it past far side. And just one of those more like, these guys know what you're going to do, especially when you're one of the younger ones. And that explosiveness is great, but it has to be controlled. You have to know what's happening next. So, but Ivanov by far was just the best performing goaltender and looked the sharpest, which is really impressive for a guy his age. We could talk about second rounders and whether it's even possible to reach or not reach. Like I'm a big go off your board after the first round, right? You take the best player available and you don't think about it, you know? So I know that a lot of people thought that Ivanov was a bit of a reach, but he's looked great. He's looked really, really good. So who knows where that progression path leads. Obviously, you're not going to hear his name again for a couple of years unless you're a real sicko checking in on these guys. For the most part, goaltenders, it's going to take a while. But I've talked to Chris Nosek about this the other day. I think he said it on the – he might have said it on the last video, but he's almost worried that he looks so good. Like, what if the progression is too fast? In like 2 years from now, you're like, oh my God, we got to bring this guy in, which is a great problem to have. Obviously, that would take a lot of things going right. We're going to go through the defensemen here. I'm going to be honest. This was a very underwhelming week for the defensemen. I felt that Burkholder, Krasinski, McKinnon, McCrate, Neumeier, Van Deven didn't really stand out. And they had plenty of kind of warts in their game across those names. There's just a lot of growth that has to happen for all of those guys. And it's not worth doing a true dive into a lot of them because there's just simply not a ton there right now. Many of those guys are, you know, just getting started though. Grönwald, I was pretty disappointed. I thought during the scrimmage he did look better, but there's a little bit of black hole-ish with him moving the puck up ice today. Defensively, looked good, physical, aggressive, closed out well, but I was kind of hoping to see a little bit more of a 200-foot game from him, and I don't feel like I got that today all that much. Loke Johansson, he was, again, the second-best defenseman out there, consistent in every avenue, won a ton of board battles. Like that's a guy you're looking at to, okay, 2 years from now, you could be a really something. And it's interesting for him because I could see a world where he just never makes it to the NHL level and he's kind of a tweener guy. And I could see a world where he's an excellent second pairing defenseman. Like something just has to click to put a lot more consistency in the game. And he has to have something he can really lean on. Right now, I think his board battles and positioning are good. His breakouts are good. But there isn't a lot great about his game. He's a consistent performer at a good level. He just needs to raise that quite a bit if he's going to be successful at the next levels. Kostadinsky, I'm pointing out again because, I mean, in the game situations, he's skating and he's shutting down guys. He's demolishing guys on the boards. And again, he's not like an overly physical guy, but if he catches you, he's way bigger than you. And he's putting you on your ass and he's taking the puck. The first pass isn't clean. He can't really skate it out of the zone because he's still a slow skater. But game situation, the progress between a year ago and now is insane. Insane. Again, I don't think this guy's, you know, on a trajectory for the NHL, but watching this guy improve the way he has been awesome and so very exciting. It's been a fun little subplot of the camp this year. Liam Pettersson, same thing. He's same thing as Loke, I should say. He was good. He wasn't great. There were some pretty weird miscues at moments, some tough turnovers, but for the most part, he was just solid across the board. And then there's Vasek Blanash, who, again, stood well above every other defender at this camp. He was by far the best defenseman. The way he possesses and attacks players one-on-one and beats them to create odd man rushes was very impressive during the scrimmages. He continues to be a bit of a wild card, though. So, I mean, this is, I think I had already mentioned this, but Connor Clifton coming back to the Bruins. Cliffy hockey, you remember, just his shifts either going to be awesome and physical and impactful, or he's going to do something that you just can't really explain. And you're kind of hoping a reporter asks him about it later because you just don't even understand what he was thinking in that moment. That's a little bit of Blanash, and there's tons of development left to go there, but the shot's heavy and it's accurate. He's, again, adds physicality when it's not even necessary. The guy is a competitor, and his skating and puck handling and everything, it just looks really, really good. There's just a lot to love about his game. I think that physicality is honestly one of the things I like the most, is because you can see how badly he wants it, and he refuses to not be a part of the play. So really, really big fan of what I got to see from him through the camp. We'll move on to the forwards. And we'll go through a couple of names pretty quickly here. Cole Chandler, his trajectory of this camp was impressive to start. I kind of stood out a little bit, consistent. And as we got more and more towards the scrimmage and the more team stuff, he just didn't stand out. He wasn't bad. Like, he didn't stand out for the wrong reasons either. He just kind of melded into the team and did his thing. So that was fine. I did want to see him try to drive play a little bit more. And he's great to work off of, right? Like, the guy was a blank sheet where you could just, if the winger's trying to make a play next to him, they could work the give and goes, and he's going to go to a good position. He's going to be helpful in the play. It's just, he didn't stand out on his own. Hendrickson, same thing, didn't really stand out, which is interesting because I thought earlier in the camp he had some really nice moments. Marcellus, not a lot that I could see there. Going through the easy ones first. Catherine Nason couldn't stop hitting the back of the net, which is awesome. He kept scoring at every opportunity. The shot looked really great today. He wasn't afraid of using it. Some of these guys were trying to pass the puck into the net during the scrimmages. He was letting it rip. Not a lot stood out other than that, but it was fun. Pelosi, a consistent contributor, but again, didn't super stand out. Oscar Olsen, a project. Let's go with that. Very much a project. Vaughn, probably the biggest project, if we're gonna be very honest here. Let's go through a little more detail for some of these other guys, though. I want to shout out Cole Spicer, who impressed the hell out of me this week. And it's been a slow burn up until today, where I haven't seen this level of want from him really at any point in his development. He was a vicious back checker, an absolute battler on the walls, open ice, didn't matter. And he was winning a ton of reps. It was a total motor day for him. He was not calming down, and he was having an impact full 200 feet. He was good in front of the net as well. He mostly got stoned by the goaltenders, but typically in a sense where you go, damn, nice save, and not really something that you're looking at, Spicer as he's being like the problem or anything there. Make sure that doesn't fall down. But no, genuinely super impressive. He's had such a tough road. A lot of it self-inflicted. I'm not acting like he's not part of the blame there, but it's been a tough couple of years for him, and it's nice to see that he's taking this very seriously, and he's working his ass off, and you can see that, and you got to respect that. Will Zellers, I know you want to talk about Will. I know. What a puck hog today, man. Unbelievable. Because when he did pass, it was a beauty. He could find guys at angles that just shocked you. But he was working so hard to be the hero in every play. And I'm sitting there going, okay, dude, I get it. And it's funny because yesterday I'm pointing out, like, there are guys who are attacking their defensemen, trying to win the one-on-ones. I like to see that in a camp like this. Once a scrimmage starts, though, use your teammates, brother. Come on. That being said, he is very pasta-esque in, not that he's going to be pasta, in the way he attacks defenders and tries to go through people. At the next levels, there are a small percentage of guys who can truly do that, where their successes outweigh the turnovers that they're bound to have, right? So like Pasta, where he is going to try to create, and he's going to have turnovers because of it. I mean, every year you look at the most turnovers in the NHL, and it's guys like Pasta, the super elite scorers who are trying to create something. That's normal. Zellers, at some point in his development, he's going to have to be one of two things, because he's going to either have to adjust his play style to share the puck a bit more, where he's adept at doing so when he decides to, or grow into, which is probably more the path he's on, an elite offensive talent who can create space for himself and others and shoot. Basically, the path he's on right now is a very difficult path of development, because very few are successful. It takes a top tier kind of guy to do this, but where do they end up when they're successful? On the top line in the NHL. So I'm not even being critical of the puck hogging. It was a little bit much at times, but he's trying to get better. And there are moments you want him to pass, and there are moments you're not. So as frustrating as some of those moments were, I was sitting there like, I get it, dude. I do get it, but puck hog, come on, man. Let's see here. We got Jonathan Morello. the dog in these scrimmages. He rips pucks away from opponents consistently. He's great on the back check. Not a ton to talk about offensively. So a penalty shot during the scrimmage was awarded. And what they do for the penalty shots is the player who's awarded the penalty shot, which we'll talk about in a little while, he is going to start at center ice and he'll begin his, you know, normal penalty shot. But you have a jailbreak behind him. All the other players line up on the blue line that's right behind that center dot. And on the whistle, everyone goes. Morello caught the guy on the breakaway and he stripped him of the puck before he got a shot off. Not great by the forward, but Morello being the only one who got there. Hell yeah, dude. I am super disappointed that I haven't seen more growth from Morello on the offensive side of the puck. And this is a 4-day camp, right? Who knows really what I really got to see, but I just have a soft spot for Morello. I really, really like him. I've pointed that out before. And I was hoping to see a little more growth there. Didn't get that. Marcellus, I already mentioned, I think. That's okay. We'll move on. Kotkov. Honestly, there's a lot to like about his offensive game. His shot's wicked, but he was passing more today. And the pass, really nice. Skates well. Wants to win battles. Doesn't always win them. You know, kind of gets pushed around a little bit at times. But his offensive instincts, awesome. Awesome, awesome. It's going to be a ton of development on the rest of his game needed, but the guy can shoot, and the guy can really, really make an impact in the offensive zone, which was nice to see. David Deputy scored a goal during the scrimmage, which was fun. Yeah. Yeah. He's just flying out there. You know, his pace is higher than most. He's a few years older than most. He looked impressive, and I'm curious where his next steps will be, but it's hard to really decipher how much of this is experience and age, because he's farther along his development path. Like, he's gonna stand out, but also stick taps for standing out, man, because you did. You really, really did. So good job by him. I think he was a fan favorite in the camp. The guy that most people were just like, damn, again, Deputy. Very, very nice. Let's talk about my favorite in the camp, Nils Bartholdsen. His vision, awesome, all day. He is super anticipatory, right? He's watching and waiting for the guy to get where he needs to get, and he puts the puck right where it needs to be. The problem is he's a little too anticipatory and can hold the puck too long standing still, which can lead to some issues. But that will come with time as he increases his own pace and speed. Those reads that he's making now and working the puck into space where he knows his guys is going to get there first, and oftentimes giving them really great scoring opportunities by doing so through bodies. That was really, really impressive today. So there's growth to be done there, but this guy has every tool that you want to see from a third round pick right after the draft, right? This is a guy that you want to keep tabs on to see what he'll be in the near future. If there was anyone from this draft group that would have been invited to camp, like ELC, bring him in, holy crap, maybe he's going to be in the league right away, it would be Bartholdsen. I do not think he's there by any means, but like, that's your best bet for something like that. I know a couple people have reached out being like, do you think anyone's going to surprise us like right away? That would be the guy to me. Dean Letourneau is just the best player out there, man. His size is great, but he is using it really well. He's ripping pucks away from people. His reach defensively, fantastic. His in-tight puck handling in front of the goaltender, great. His shot, great. He had a one-timer blast in the scrimmage to, I can't remember if that was the first or second goal. Either way, just an absolute slam from the circle, which I think beat Ivanov, if I'm remembering correctly, but he's just the best player out there. Like, this guy should never, we're done with dev camps for Letourneau. Like, he has outgrown this. I'm glad he's going back to BC for one more year, because I do think the skating, if he can just get 10, 15% better there, this guy's a top six talent. And I've been talking to people at camp and I've been very honest. As much as I love Dean, I still think it's a 50-50 whether he ends up being a true NHL talent or not, right? Because there's a ton to love about his sophomore year and his size and everything that he does. but there are still little warts that pop up, and it's he can, players can get underneath him. They can beat him in a race. They can, there's still more to be done there, but I just think he's a super mature and he's having a great time out there. He was killing our defensemen though. I mean, he split the D multiple times, just went right by them. He's crushing them before they even get to the top of the circle. He's past them, which is why that straight line speed that he has is so great. It's just the edge work and stuff that could really use the improvement. Just really fantastic camp for Dean, and had showed everything you need to see. Everything you need to see. All right. I think I've mentioned everything I need to except for one. Oh, also, I don't know if I mentioned this. Bartholdson was the one who got caught on the breakaway. That was the one sad part of being like, oh man, great job, Morello, but my boy. Cooper Simpson. I don't want this to be a big thing because God knows, you know, maybe he tweaked something, wasn't feeling super well. Maybe he's gassed. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what it was. But as hungover as I felt this morning, and I felt bad, and I get there, and the rink's nice and it's cold, and I'm watching Simpson play, and I kind of thought he was more hungover than I was. He was so incredibly lazy. He coasted and coasted and coasted. Scoring opportunity, did something filthy, buried it past the goaltender. That was sick, dude. That was awesome. No defense, no board work, shied away from contact, actively dodged checks multiple times and lost the puck due to it. What the hell, dude? That was awful. This was the worst day for Simpson that I think I've ever seen. I'm so, like, I walked away kind of pissed off. And he's so talented offensively. He looked awesome when he had the puck on his stick. He's going by guys, deking, shooting, like, whatever he's doing, super successful when he has a puck on his stick. But if it's not a scoring play, the guy didn't give a shit today. And that's not what we're looking for at all. And I don't mean this in like a pasta kind of way where you see during NHL games, he's choosing his moments, right? Whether to burst in or not. This was, I am not doing anything. I mean, there was a back check in particular during a 3-on-3 scrimmage where they're just using like the 1/3 zone. And his guy was a couple of feet in front of him. And he didn't even stride forward to get in front of him to stop the scoring chance, right? Like, he didn't even attempt to get in front of him to remove that danger. He just stayed behind him and watched. And then when the puck got to him, he's like, oh, shit. Yeah, no kidding, dude. I didn't understand what was up with him today. And it left a really poor taste in my mouth. I did not enjoy that at all. I hate to end this on such a negative note, actually. I probably should have done that first, but I was just shocked. And look, I'm not saying that this is going to be him, right? Because that's not who I've seen at this camp all the time. It's these moments, right? But not like this. So weird. And I'm just, look, maybe it's just a bad day. And I want to give this guy all the grace that I can for that. It was just a huge bummer to watch. Huge bummer. I don't think I've missed anybody. If not, ask about them in the comments. Thank you, everybody, again, who's hung out and who's watched these videos. I know they're super low quality, but I appreciate you. And as always, go Bees. Go Bees!